We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2255. We had learned about the burial procession. We had learned about the order of the pairs buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Interesting, the cave is called the Double Cave, Maris HaMachpelah. And everyone buried there was buried as pairs. And we had left off with the battle between Yaakov's children and Esav's children. And Esav's children lost 80 men. And among Yaakov's children, they lost none. And Yosef and his soldiers, they overpowered Esav's men, and they captured Esav's grandson, Sipho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. They captured another 50 of his men, and they put them all in shackles. And they gave them over to the servants to be brought down to Egypt. When Esav's men saw that Esav was killed and his grandson was taken into captivity, they got scared. They took Esav's corpse, they brought it to Mount Seir and buried the corpse there. His head, remember he was decapitated, his head was buried there in Hebron. Again, the Talmud, the Medrash Rashi quotes that Esav's head was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, but the Medrash here that he's quoting says that his head was buried in Hebron. And Yaakov's children didn't let up. They chased him all the way to Seir. They didn't kill him. They just wanted to teach him a lesson. Meaning, once they won the war, they did chase them, but they had pity over Esav's body, and they didn't kill the remaining soldiers they chased. They came back to Hebron, and they rested for 2 days after the war. And on the third day, the tribes that lived near Esav, the tribes he had married into, the people of the east, they gathered together a large army and they came to attack. They decided they're coming to help their brethren. And so Yosef has come out of Egypt with his army, and now he's having an attack of the major nations living in Canaan at the time. We'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next time. Oh.